Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So my husband and I have been married a quarter of a century. It blows my mind because I still feel like I'm in my 20s. So when you're like, wait a second, I've been married to him for 25 years, that means I'm really deep middle age. That's okay. But one thing that has kept our marriage together, which is rare, yeah, he's been my only husband. I'm his only wife. I mean, I don't think he's been married before me. I know haven't been married before him. So we're unique in that a couple that's been together that long. Do we drive each other crazy? Oh, hell yeah. Have I ever told him I would leave him or to leave? Oh, my God, yeah. I told him to get the hell out of here. We've had fights. Our fights last no more than a couple minutes. I don't like to... I remember the way my mom and dad fought. It would last for days or weeks. They ended up divorcing. But they divorced after I wanted them to divorce when I was younger because, you know, I thought I would get in trouble less if they were broken up, you know, if you divide them because they were a pretty formidable force together. But they ended up divorcing, you know, when I was older and I started having kids. And you know, I just didn't want to have a marriage like theirs. And so one thing that helps our marriage is... And I told my husband this early on, when we started to have some issues, early on in our marriage, I go, you know, you're spending all the time with me. You know, why aren't you hanging out with the guys? Hang out with the guys, do poker night, do football night. My husband wasn't really into football. See, I was. You know, and I'm like, well, I want to watch football. You know, well, why aren't we spending time together? I'm like, well, because I it's football. What are we supposed to do during football? I mean, maybe halftime we could have sex, but I want to watch football. Yeah, and so eventually... You know, and it could have just been because, you know, he grew up in a family that was, you know, mom and dad were best friends. And Corey is my best friend, but I'm like, you need to have guy time, you know, and me, I need to have friend time. And so it works. It helps. Now, you have to be careful because sometimes you could have friends who are toxic to the relationship where everybody just starts complaining about their spouses. You know, and then they're like, well, you know, and then one gets divorced and they're like, oh God, I went on this date and oh, it was, you know what he did? He did that. Oh, my husband didn't even do that when we were dating. Oh my gosh, I love dating. And then sometimes misery seeks company and then sometimes all the relationships could fall. But most of my friends though, you know, most of my friends are guys and are, you know, old classmates and you know, newer doctors or students or things like that. So I have a whole variety of friends, and luckily they don't, you know, crap talk, you know, their spouses. So when we have conversations, we could talk about anything else. We don't have to, you know, it doesn't go negative. So and you do have to watch that. You have to watch that. I mean, some husbands have reached out to me saying, look, when my wife goes out with the girls, you know, she comes back and it's, sometimes they're enlightened and maybe some of the BS you do is worth, you know, them griping. But what you don't want is somebody thinking that the grass always looks greener when it's not because they're being pitched BS. So the point I'm making is hubby has a good group of guy friends, and he is on his way to Mexico this week. After Yom Kippur, he and his buddies are going to Cabo. I'm fine with that. They're not going to cheat. No, I'm not worried about that. They're going to have fun. I want him to hang out with the guys. I love it. I don't really have much planned except taking, you know, my mom and my friend's mom to bingo. But that's my big weekend. Maybe I'll hang out with my son. But good. I'm glad, you know, I'm glad he's doing some guy stuff. It's good. I trust him. I think it's healthy for him, and it's good. The only problem is there's a rise in cartel violence, and U.S. tourists are being urged to not go to Mexico vacation spots. Mexico's tourism department reported 10.26 million international arrivals from January to June. 6.6 million Americans have traveled by air, but gangs and cartels are being blamed for unleashing a lot of these attacks at tourist hotspot sites, not only Pacific Coast, but Caribbean coast as well. And so, you know, when you look at some of the things that people are reporting, and, you know, shootings and fires, and this is getting serious. So in June, Canadian nationals Rafael Hupe and Fanny Lorraine were found with both of their throats cut at a condominium that in Playa del Carmen. Hupe had an Interpol red notice issued for his arrest. This was for failing to appear at a court hearing in Quebec. And then I guess they found them that they were, I don't know. In February, two men were shot dead and a third was injured at the Art Beach restaurant in Tulum. Authorities believe the shooting was sparked by a drug turf war between rival drug trafficking networks. We hear of people getting caught in crossfires, you know, and so not only could people have links, but others, they're just there. They're just, remember there was a beach near the Hyatt Ziva Riviera in Cancun. This was November 2021. Attackers invaded the beach. And then there was gunfire on the beach. So, you know, the last time I was in Mexico, I was in Puerto Vallarta. It was beautiful. And we, you know, we took a cab and we went around the city and all that. And, you know, it was very interesting what we were told, where the cartel was very, very present, but there was a relationship that the cartel had with police, such that you don't touch tourists, you do your thing, but you leave the tourists alone. Otherwise, we don't have tourists come here. Well, I was like, I wonder how long that relationship's going to last. You know, something's going to go wrong. And sadly, that's what we're starting to see. You're starting to see gang wars, cartel wars. So I, you know, I lost a friend in Cancun because she was, she took a cruise. Oh, no, Cabo. She, and that's where my husband's going. He's going to Cabo. But she took a cruise ship, got off the ship to go shopping when they stopped at a port, never came back. She was abducted. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813. Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have to tell you guys, I'm still seeing a lot of COVID cases. And that's over the phone. And I know you don't want to hear it, but some of you are saying, I have the flu. Because I had COVID in the summer, I'm sick now, I think it's the flu. We are slowly starting to see flu, but I have to tell you guys, it's still, COVID is still the main star right now. So I just want to be honest about what I'm seeing, because I could at least give you guys, you know, real time facts, because I'm licensed in 12 states, and I work every day. And I try to see as many patients as I can, and it's COVID, 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 sinus, cough, cold, sore throat,
And it's, you know, we're supposed to have a little bit of a lull. But mind you, look, we're in October. So we're starting to come into flu season. We're coming into cough and cold season. So this new COVID subvariant, the BA2.752, might be the one that hits us super hard in the winter. I don't know which COVID strain we're dealing with right now, if it's still BA4, BA5, or a BA4.6. And the reason why is people aren't going to the doctor. They're not going to get tested. They're home. And so they're calling telemedicine. Now, some people are testing positive at home. A lot of them aren't, except some will say, it's very interesting. So some patients will say, you know what, that test, it came up positive right away. And I need to get the brands, but there's just so many brands. Then you have others that said, you know, I felt sick, so I took a COVID test, it was negative. Then I felt sicker the next day, took another home COVID test, was negative. Then this morning, it finally showed up positive. Well, the problem I have as a telemedicine physician is people will call me after their first test is negative, and they go, okay, I need antibiotics, or I need Tamiflu. And I'm like, but you might not test positive for a few days, depending on the brand of, you know, of COVID testing, or you know, even depending on your technique. So it's a mishmash. And when I say, can you go and get tested? Like, we had somebody who said, I tested negative at home for COVID, so it must be flu. So I'm like, well, tell me your symptoms. Oh, my temperature is 99. I have a cough. I have a little bit of sore throat. The sore throat's now gone. Body aches, fatigue. I go, that could also be COVID. It could also be a regular cold. You know, and you know, one of you had been very frustrated because your doctor would not give you Tamiflu for flu and would not give you COVID over the phone until you got tested. And you're like, but I'm infectious. Why am I going outside when I'm infectious? Well, here's the problem. The problem is if you are going to start, let's say you have real flu. If you want to get on Tamiflu or Xofluza, you have to do it within the first couple days, the first 48 to 72 hours. After that, you're out of the window. With COVID, we need to treat you within the first 5 days of your COVID symptoms. So if you call up and you go, yeah, I took a test, it's negative, yeah, it's negative. You know, whether you lied or did a good test or maybe you're negative, who knows. Anyway, yeah, I'm negative, so just give me Tamiflu. Well, if your physician starts you on a medicine for 5 days, you're not better day six, you then go into the clinic and you end up being COVID positive, they can't give you the medication. You're over the 5 days, and they won't. They won't give it to you. The FDA is pretty adamant about that. So we can't give you the wrong medication and delay the proper diagnosis. One thing that gets doctors in trouble, and in terms of lawsuits, is the delay of diagnosis. Failure to diagnose does happen because there are some idiots that just completely, you know, but then there's also the delay. You know, the sore throat, let's give you an antibiotic. You know what, let's give you another antibiotic. That didn't work. Well, you know what? Let's try some acid suppressant medication. Then by the time they finally get an ear, nose, and throat doctor involved, they go, well, this person had throat cancer. That doctor gets sued, the original doctor, because they didn't get them to the ENT sooner. This is why healthcare costs are so expensive, because the lawsuits are still out there. Even Catherine Zeta-Jones, Michael Douglas's wife, was like, why didn't the doctors figure this out? That he had throat cancer. Well, because the average provider, you know, will be like, you have a sore throat, here's some antibiotics. So, you know, doctors have to be very, very careful with that. Now, in Europe, COVID-19 has an upward trend. Europe's COVID cases are rising. They say this is marking the first region-wide spike since the most recent BA5 wave. This is according to the European Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And said in an update, in the past, increasing cases in Europe have come ahead of similar rises in other regions. I told you it really 6 weeks. Europe, you know, precedes us by 6 weeks. Trends in Europe are obviously a huge indicator of what's coming. So, as I've said before, COVID, you know, is starting to rise. And so we're, you know, Western Massachusetts has been seeing a rise in COVID cases. Now, the only reason why you know, we could talk about that is because somebody got tested in Massachusetts. People are getting tested. Right now, they said over the last 7 days, more than 9,000 cases have been confirmed. I can't say the same for my neck of the woods because the average person is over it. You know, if it's serious, you know, hospitalizations are starting to increase. In Massachusetts, they say hospitalized patients infected with COVID went from 600 to 700 in September. So it is going up. But the mild COVID, if people aren't testing, the CDC doesn't know about it. We don't have the numbers. So at-home testing was fantastic in terms of allowing you to know right away and then say, look, okay, I got to go and get, you know, the COVID medication or I have to go and isolate. But what sadly it's done is we just don't have the numbers. So when people say, good, COVID's over, we're good, we're not going, and I'm like, I'm having people test positive at home. You wouldn't know that if I didn't tell you or a media outlet didn't tell you. Which means if you have, you know, family that's going to be coming in and coming over, you know, grandparents who want to take their kid out for their first Halloween trick-or-treating, and there's sniffles and colds in the house, you got to assume it's COVID and let that family member know. My son was born October 25th, so that was 6 days before Halloween, and I had seen a ladybug outfit, and I knew I was having a boy, but, you know, ladybugs can be boys. And so I got it, and I was like, he's not going to care because he's a baby. And I dressed him in the little ladybug, and he was a ladybug for Halloween. He's so mad at me because I'm like, hey, ladybug, I do. And he's like, gosh, I don't even know where the pictures are. That was before you had the phones that would keep them, so I have no idea where my baby's pictures are. But, yeah, and then my other boy, his first Halloween, he was Blue's Clues. We had him in Blue's Clues. So, yeah, Halloween's my favorite holiday. So when I one day become a grandparent, God willing, man, I am going to go all crazy on that. That's going to be fantastic. So anyway, so I just let you guys know, just, you know, be aware, you know, COVID symptoms, you know, the most common, and I'm not saying this is all it'll look like, but the most common is you start feeling tired, you have a sore throat, you get nasal congestion, you get a lot of sinus pressure, you get some coughing, you get some body aches, and you're like, I need an antibiotic. Before you, you know, will start calling, asking for antibiotics, fever or not, you might want to get a COVID test, and maybe not an at-home, but like a PCR. This is what I would recommend. If you have at-home tests, you can use them. If it's positive, you know, but if it's negative, don't tell your doctor, oh, I'm negative for COVID. We can't use these, and even the CDC says a negative at-home test doesn't mean, you know, jack diddly squat. They don't say it that way. But you guys need to know. The other reason why too is, you know, we're starting to notice a lot of issues with antibiotics and overtaking antibiotics. I was, you know, grew up in an age where you got antibiotics for this, you got antibiotics for, well, yes and no. When I was a kid, I would get antibiotics for ear infections. I wasn't on antibiotics a lot because my parents couldn't afford us going to the doctor. And, you know, if it wasn't for an ear infection or whatever, most of the time my mom could handle it. But then, because of lawsuits and because of misdiagnosis and because of patient demand and then reviews online, it was antibiotics all over the place. Well, now there's a lot of pressure from telemedicine and urgent cares to cut back on the antibiotics. So now you're like, but I have a sinus infection. I know you do. But sinus infections aren't always bacterial. They're viral. They feel like crap. I feel better with an antibiotic. But the guidelines are like, no, if it's a COVID sinus infection, you treat with COVID medication. If it's a flu sinus infection, you treat with the flu medication. So it's really frustrating patients out there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over 100 people are confirmed dead in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. The vast majority of the deaths are in Florida, where the storm made landfall as a devastating Category 4 hurricane last week. The storm obliterated entire communities, left people homeless, and others on islands separated from the mainland. John F. Clauser is one of the recipients of the 2022 Nobel Prize in Physics. Speaking after the announcement on Tuesday, Clauser said he'd almost given up hope.
I'm very happy. It's been a long time coming.
Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, is being celebrated Tuesday evening by Jews around the world. The holiday, known as the Day of Atonement, begins at sundown tonight and ends 25 hours later. It's marked by a day-long fast, synagogue attendance, and intense prayer. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so whenever I see a study, I kind of look at both sides of it. But I had told you guys years ago that I would have some patients that would come in with depression. And, you know, they would be on medications from their previous doctors, or I would start them on something, get them into counseling. And when I had patients who were pretty resistant to treatment, you know, I always talked about their diet. And there were two patients I had. One was vegan, one was vegetarian. And I had suggested to them, I said, look, I would never ask you to undo all the work you're putting into your new diet. But one theory that might be out there is you might not be getting enough protein. Or maybe the hormones in the meat was something that your body was used to, because they were ones who previously ate meat. And I'm like, maybe introducing that might help you with your symptoms. I'm not telling you to, because I never told any of my vegan patients to stop or my vegetarian patients to stop. But if I was going to be honest, I'm like, maybe you need to add some meat into your diet. You can start with fish, maybe chicken. I'm not saying you have to have a steak. Both of them did, and they said it worked. Now, again, I would probably credit the hormones, but I found that fascinating. And that was, gosh, early on in my training. And I'm like, maybe you need meat. I'm a happy girl and I eat meat. Not happy with my weight, but I'm still a happy girl. So, and mind you, people dieting, and it is. I'm always grumpy when I diet. And it's really hard to be low carbs and all that. So this wasn't any earth-shattering medical advice I gave them. I'm like, you know what? There might be something to this. Well, there's a study that was done in Brazil that actually found something similar, where when they surveyed, this was published in the Journal of Affective Disorders, where when they studied vegetarianism, they found individuals who excluded meat from their diet had a higher prevalence of depressive episodes, actually I think twice as much. So what they did is they looked at 14,216 Brazilians aged 35 to 74, and they gave them questionnaires. So if they really were on a meatless diet, it really took the honor system of them answering that correctly. And then they used the Clinical Interview Scheduled Revised Instrument, the CISR, to assess depressive episodes. They looked at the association. They adjusted for alcohol, smoking, physical activity, body mass index, all sorts of other things. Energy, daily like energy and caffeine intake, things like that. And they found a positive association between the prevalence of depressive episodes and a meatless diet. Meat non-consumers experienced approximately twice the frequency of depressive episodes of meat consumers. So they concluded, and again, this is just one study, that depressive episodes are more prevalent in individuals who do not eat meat, independently of socioeconomic and lifestyle factors. Nutritional deficiencies, though, do not explain this association. The nature of the association remains unclear, and longitudinal data is needed to clarify the causal relationship. Causal meaning, if you not eating meat causes it. Right now, they see some association. They look at people who ate meat, people who didn't, and they look to see if they were depressed. So I think there's a few things going on. One is the hormones in the meat, which I talked about. But the other is, there might be this stress. You know, one thing I learned in medical school is to never put a person on a diet. Have a meal plan. But diets are very stressful, restrictive, and they don't stick with them. So when you do change your meal plan, then that's how you're going to eat. If you notice, a lot of these diets are like, you could still have some sugar on the weekend, you could still have a beer, you could still have a glass of wine, because they want to make sure that whatever you do to lose weight, you could keep it. There's no sense you going strict vegan for 6 weeks just to go, where's my burger? And then you gain the weight back. So whenever we work with you to lose weight, we want to make sure that you lose weight methodically. You know, it doesn't work well to just try to drop the 60 pounds in 2 weeks. It's not going to happen, and it's not realistic. But we want to make sure you lose it at a speed, you know, based on your health issues, but not too fast, and in a way where you could keep it up. And maybe when somebody, you know, does choose vegetarianism or veganism, they have the right mindset or the wrong mindset. If somebody's like, really, I don't like meat. I don't like the taste of meat. I don't want to eat it. I just don't like it. I'm getting my protein and my nutrients from other things. They might do better than the ones who are guilted into it. So there might be somebody who's dating somebody else. And then they're like, you know, you're honestly, you know, killing an innocent doe-eyed little deer. So then, you know, you're like, oh, no, I didn't mean to kill an innocent doe-eyed little deer, you know, to eat. And so then you end up going, no, then I won't eat the meat. And if you're in a forced vegetarianism or veganism. Vegetarian will still have some animal protein and animal food, you know, milk, cheese, eggs. Sometimes with vegan, it's more restrictive. So I'm wondering if people who say, yeah, I'm on a meatless diet. Okay, well, I know they said this is, you know, independent of socioeconomic. But all I know is if I want to eat something and it's too expensive and I get a salad instead, I'm going to be grumpier because I really want to eat. So it's interesting. It's fascinating. You know, I really hope we do start to eat less meat on the whole. I do think we eat a lot of meat. And somehow what happened was fast food made meat cheaper and got it into our regular diet. You used to not have, I mean, ground beef was something you would have for dinner as a treat. Chicken might be, you know, a roast or chicken or, you know, but, you know, the average family couldn't afford to have meat. Meat was expensive. And so our bodies had to rely on bread and cheese, milk products, vegetables, and fruit. And so, you know, when you did eat meat, we're carnivores. I mean, in caveman days, if you were able to hunt a zebra or, you know, fish and get some fish or a bird, you would eat that. But it wasn't an everyday occurrence. Now, all of a sudden, you could get an egg and cheese and bacon sandwich in the morning. You could get a burger at lunch. And then for dinner, you could get chicken. You're getting meat all the time. Which is why I also think we have an issue with our metabolism and obesity, because a lot of the meat has hormones. So I recommend for weight loss, I recommend for well-being, for your heart health, to not have every meal with meat. Right? And you know, try to limit meat as much as you can and look at other protein sources. But still eat. You know, you want a burger one day, a power to you. You want a steak? I get it. I love steak. But you don't eat that every day. It's not healthy. The bowel can't deal with it. The bowel is more designed for a little bit of meat, vegetables, and a more balanced diet. So, you know, we'll see what happens. This study, I know, is already drawing a lot of, you know, questions and criticism, you know, from people. Because, again, it's, you know, being vegetarian, you know, has a lot of health benefits. Vegan as well. But I do have to say, I noticed it with patients years ago. Some of them who had some depression. I'm like, for poops and giggles, if you're not 1,000% sold on your diet, see what happens if you introduce a little fish or a little chicken. And that was only two patients, but damn. I mean, the results were pretty powerful. Now, it could have been placebo. Yeah, we talked about what placebo is. Placebo is where you're doing something and you think it's going to help, and it does. But it doesn't necessarily, you know, mean that's what did it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you guys may be looking around going, where are all the Jews? Where did all the Jews go today? So the Jews are, I don't know if you can tell, you know, who's Jewish or not. But for those of us that are Jewish, we've been dealing with the high holidays. It's been a very, it's probably one of the most religious times of our year. And the High Holy Days is where we celebrate the new year in the lunar calendar. And we also go through a period of reflection. We make amends. We ask for forgiveness. And we look back at what we did this last year. We really introspect for 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah means head of the new year. Yom Kippur means Yom Day Kippur of Atonement. And we look back and, you know, we look at, you know, what we did and who we did and the mistakes we made and how to repent and, you know, how to be better. You know, so I'm sure, you know, GCN, the producers are like, you know, she's going to, you know, think about doing a better show. So, yeah, I didn't include that, but I'm going to. But the last day, Yom Kippur, our Day of Atonement, is where we fast. And we fast for about 25 hours. I know I've said 24 hours a day. I usually go about 25 hours, but it is. From sundown to sundown, it's about 25 hours. And we do no food or water. If you're a kid, you could still drink. You could do a half day if you want, but we don't force it. If you're older, if you're sick, if you have to take medicines, you do what you have to do. But for those of us that are blessed, you know, and I do it. I fast. Not everybody does, but I do. And it's because we aren't supposed to be thinking about our meal and doing meal preparation and, you know, fantasizing about, you know, eating a juicy burger or whatever. It's about, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, in prayer. Whether you're in temple or you're at home, you're supposed to be in prayer. And so what I like about this, and it stems from our exodus out of Egypt. We arrived at Mount Sinai. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. You know, Moses saw us, you know, running around and worshiping a golden calf. Not sure where we got the gold. I'd really like to know, I mean, and honestly, and why did you make a golden calf? If you guys had gold, you could have really used that, so I'm kind of confused about that. But then Moses got mad, he shattered the tablets, and then, you know, God forgave our sins, and you know, we atoned for, you know, idolatry and worshiping a golden calf and worshiping, you know, then worshiping something that wasn't God. And it was a big turning moment, you know, in our history. The thing is, and I know, you know, a lot of us, you know, debate on ways that we atone. I am a fan of atoning and confessing. And I, you know, my friends of Christian and Catholic faith, you know, when Jesus dying for our sins, I look at it as any of these religions, we're all right. We're all right. In terms of we have the same common goal of we don't take life for granted. We don't do bad things and expect there to be no consequences and God not notice. You have to take ownership of what you've done and you fix it. You know, if Judaism had confession, I would be in confession every week. Now this is how I talked to my mom. I shouldn't have talked to her like that. I should have done this. You know, I was, you know, I think it's so therapeutic. And we have found time and time again, people of faith, and you don't have to. There's, you know, atheists, agnostics, you could have your own sort of, you know, compass and spirituality. But people who have something, they seem to do better mentally, psychologically. And so, you know, the Jewish holidays are not easy. They just don't seem to be as fun as you know, the Christian holidays. Like, you know, Christmas trees. I still have a Christmas tree. I still decorate a Christmas tree, Opportunity Village. I still wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I sing all the songs. You know, I love it. But I understand also, you know, I mean, Christmas does have some very, very serious undertones. You know, it's the birth of Jesus. We might, you know, in America and in countries, you know, celebrate it and have merchandise and, you know, be all about snowmen and, you know, carrots as their nose. But religion reminds us that there's another being that is there for us that will help us, will guide us. And it's, to me, I think, you know, religion is beautiful. So, yeah, it might not be fun. You know, I don't usually handle the holidays very well. It's not easy to stop what I'm doing. I'm a workaholic. I always have been. I hated taking off school. I hated looking different. You know, I grew up in a family that had said, look, you know, because we had family who had been, you know, killed in the Holocaust. Very few of us survived and were able to escape. So we had family that would say, you know, you don't advertise that you're Jewish. Keep it quiet because there's anti-Semitism out there and you know, people want Jews dead. And I'm like, but it's 1980s. And they're like, still, you know, you don't advertise. I go, well, then why am I taking off for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Because I mean, then people are going to know, duh. You know, and then, but they also wanted me to be proud of who I was. You know, be proud of it. But it was this back and forth of, you know, so traumatized by family members and you know, my father's, you know, his mom barely getting out alive and his father barely getting out alive, you know, from the Holocaust. That's pretty, you know, that's pretty new to you. That's and as a kid growing up with those stories, it was scary. So, you know, growing up trying to do the Jewish holidays in a world that was, you know, Christian, that and the Christian being Christian was more fun. You know, I didn't do as well with religion. I was religious. I read my Bible and I prayed to God, but I have a much different sort of approach to religion than I think a lot of people do. I don't think too the same. I think your relationship with God is very unique, and so I honor the Ten Commandments. I honor the Bible. I honor anyone who, you know, no matter which testament they're in, old, new, you know, sacrificed and you know, spread the teachings of good and faith. And it, you know, but it's hard for somebody who's a workaholic like me to take off school, take off work, take off, you know, and you know, I could pray, but I'm it's not easy. And it's not easy for any of us. So for those of you that might not have a set day or go to Mass or go to confession or, you know, I do, though, urge you to, you know, take a couple moments out. I don't care how often you do it, but take a couple moments out to reflect, because it really is psychologically therapeutic. And to you know, look at, you know, what you've done, what you could have done better. You know, why were you bad? What made you feel, what was it? Was it because you thought, you know, the company screwed you, so you wanted to steal the whiteout and the pens? Is it because you didn't like this person and you wanted to get back at them, so you lied? You know, what was it? But try to be a good person, because I think it does matter. I do believe in afterlife. I believe that the meaning of life is, this is a job interview. God's watching, or the angels are watching, or whoever. And based on what we do in this life is what we're going to do in the next life. So I doubt I'll be a radio host. I don't know if my ratings are going to be good enough. But I will probably be in medicine. I will probably be in some serving capacity. I know I joke I'll be in the, you know, shipping and receiving, but I could do that well too. I'll do whatever God wants me to. But I feel like our job isn't done here, and whatever we do on this earth decides what we do and, you know, who we are in this other dimension. And that's just how I believe. You don't have to believe in it. Nobody has to believe that the same way I do. You know, but you do want to take care of yourself. You do want to live a long life. You want to enjoy your kids, your grandkids. You want to teach. You want to educate, because you're here on this earth for a reason. And don't ever think that you're useless. You're being here. It's amazing what it does. You know, for other people, you might think you are making a difference, but you all are. So that's what Yom Kippur is. So, you know. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.